Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
2 weeks ago, we looked at Kildare as a county hoping to attract business and investment. Today, we move to the southeast and look at Wexford. It launched its new Look to Wexford campaign with the rugby legend Gordon Darcy this week. The county already produces 10% of the nation's food output, and a quarter of all the milk produced in Ireland is used by Danone in Rocklands in Wexford town. But how does the county, with only a single railway track and no major university, compete with the likes of Galway and Cork? Paula Roach is the Chief Executive of County Wexford Chamber and is on the line. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Remind us of some of the big companies already operating in Wexford.
So big companies operating in Wexford, we have MedTech, which is Integer and BD, and they manufacture medical devices and are exported out. You mentioned Danone in your intro. So Danone manufacture around 350 different SKUs of baby formula, and that's exported to 50 different countries. We have Equifax, a US multinational credit bureau. We have Kerzia, they manufacture sanitization products and aqua taps to sanitize water. We have lots of the big transport companies like Perennial Freight and Nolan Transport. We have Sulzer. They manufacture.
And you've got a port there as well, Rosslare.
We do. We have a port. It's a passenger and freight port. Around 90 sailings a week to the UK and Europe. And they have five different shipping lines and move across around 250,000 ton of freight a year, and they're growing. They just went through a big development late last year, the first smart port in Europe, and they are...
What's a smart port, by the way, Paula?
So it's a digital port where they will get automatically scanned once they're booked. They get weighed and they get assessed in terms of the state of the vehicle, and yeah, they're automatically then straight through the port. Exactly. Paperless port. Yeah. Mm. And I was down there before they launched, and they were working off actual notepads and books and all that for booking in systems at the time. And now it's completely digitized, and both for passenger as well. So not just freight.
Okay. But, and it's also going to be the hub, I understand, for the offshore wind sector in the southeast.
Yeah, absolutely, David. 220 million investment case. And at the moment, it's in for planning. It already has its MARA license, which is needed because it's obviously built on water. So that will allow them to build out an offshore renewable energy hub. And it'll be a hub for taking in components of offshore wind turbines before they go to their destination for build.
Now, there is only a single railway track line from south of Dublin and from Bray all the way down to Rosslare. That hardly makes for good infrastructural advantages for Wexford, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So I suppose we're absolutely kind of aware of the infrastructure gaps we have. And I've lobbied Minister O'Brien on it. I know Deputy Malcolm Byrne has lobbied a lot on it too. We definitely need more infrastructure in terms of rail. There's a congestion issue in Dublin at the moment, which is why we can't get more frequency. But look at this campaign, Look to Wexford, is all about what we do have. It's focusing on all the positives the county have. We've got a great bus service as well. We have the ferry port. We will lobby and we will continue to do that. But it's all about what do we have and what can we be positive about as a county. And there's a lot to be positive about.
And you have a huge food output. Will the county be impacted by any of the new EU trade deals, notably Mercosur, of course, with South America?
Possibly, yeah. Like at a chamber in Chambers Ireland as well, we would have voted against. We would have wanted to see more support in Ireland. We have Irish Country Meats down in Wexford, and they're a huge exporter to many, many countries.
But surely they'll benefit. As exporters, they'll benefit from these trade deals.
Well, they benefit, but the farming community don't. So it goes both ways, doesn't it? But we
but
represent a lot
but
of
But mostly the exporters will be the big winners.
They will, but you got to look at what we have in terms of the wider agricultural community as well. As you mentioned, we produce a lot of the food. We produce 10% of the food output for the country. Mm. So farming and agri is big down in Wexford. We're known as the model county for a reason. So we got to continue to support that sector.
A lot of luscious soil and strawberries and all that stuff. I was down there at the weekend again. Yeah,
Paula, you were down.
Yes,
okay, brilliant.
Best of luck with the campaign, Look to Wexford, and We'll be following your progress. That is Paula Roach, the head of County Wexford Chamber.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.